Just to make you aware, on this podcast, we love to swear. We sometimes tell some dirty jokes, so if you don't like that, then switch off, folks.
He asked me if I'd been to see the Scots abroad, and I said, listen, we have travelled all over the world. We've been everywhere, man, we've been everywhere, man, seen every fine square, man, but it's a Glasgow fair, man.
Well, a very, very warm welcome back to each and every one of you to the Beyond Hampden Park spin-off specials of the Beyond Canal Park podcast. It's been such a long time, too long really, since we've been in your lug holes, but we're back to guide you through Scotland's preparation for our second Euros on the trot. And of course, we will be out there keeping you up to date as Scotland attempt to win their first major tournament. Joining me on the journey will be some special guests, but as usual, I'm joined by regular contributors, and in person tonight, as we record in the luxurious surroundings of today's podcast sponsor, the Fife Lodge Hotel in Bath. John McClay, how are you doing this evening?
Not too bad.
And Brookie, excitement creeping in?
Yeah, thought I'd come and join you for once.
Grand. Right, let's get into it.
McGinn might do now. It's just behind McLean. Dykes is there.
Yes!
Lyndon Dykes. It is a crucial goal for Scotland. That is massive. Scotland have had to be so patient. Chances have been few and far between. But when one arrives, Dykes made sure. Armstrong, do Scotland have something else up their sleeve here?
Morganson.
McTominay, if Dykes can get the flick on here, it's John McGinn, it's Dykes, it's McTominay! Yeah!
Goosey bumps there, some of the pivotal goals of the qualification. How are you doing, boys? It's been a long time since we've been together. I think 6 months since the last pod, eh?
That long.
It's nuts. September. September the 12th, to be exact. Well, that's when it was released, so.
That goal montage, the second in for McLean in Norway, still puts the hairs in the back of my neck up every time I see it or hear it.
Golly. McLean will be on the plane just for that.
Yep.
I think so.
How are we doing anyway? What have we been up to in the absence?
Grassroots wanker.
Yep, me too.
Oh, man. Well, I've had two new hips.
I actually saw Brookie.
Oh?
Oh.
Being team a Gina, Gina doing.
Aye, we got pumped 8-2 by a veil.
Well, we'll have had two new hips and move too. Then I'll spark for that. But I hope, hopefully this will be a runner pods ahead of the Euros like we did last time, and I'm hoping to get the regular season gone as well on the back of this. So,
did you book time?
Did you time the operation so that Nicola would hate to do the house move herself? Was
it was poorly timed.
And when there was no Scotland games,
I missed a couple in November.
They were missable.
Aye. Nah, well, boys, yeah. How are we feeling about upcoming games anyway, and how it's going to go, I guess. Brookie, you think Clark went astray too far for the players he's been used to using over in the Netherlands this morning?
No, you can see that for the squad he's got. There's no surprises. And going with Clark's done things over the last few years, it served him well. And then you had Carver in the news the other day. I seen him saying that him and Clark have got an idea of the squad. There's maybe two or three positions up for grabs, but I would say that even that's probably unlikely. If everybody's fit, the squad's already picked for me. We could probably name it later
if we want the squad.
Probably
but,
quite close.
I think because it's doing 23 for a Euros, and last time it was 25, 26.
It was extra.
So, okay, you're looking at if McGregor and Hickey are fit, then
The squad's picks
itself.
Pretty much.
Going into the Netherlands game, Famax 11 for you.
Poof, straight in.
I think.
Bang!
Bought me a drink first. I think the way El Panu is, he'll use the Netherlands game to sort of firm up his closest to starting 11. Mm-hmm. It's made of a game where we're going to see a. Let's see how we can defend performance and counter. So I think we'll see something close to our strongest team with the Ireland game. I think maybe we'll see a few experiments. And maybe
I guess this friendly is gearing up for the Germany game. It's similar opposition, similar standard, similar playing style.
Yeah, be good to see how we go on. And then I think Germany and Netherlands play on Tuesday, is it?
Mm.
It'll be interesting to see how both those games go.
Yeah. Aye.
I think really you're looking at the back three as being that's where there's a bit of room
scope.
For.
Aye. Yeah.
Because really, if McGregor's fit, you kind of see anything but Gilmore, McGregor, McGinn, McTominay, and probably against a good team, Che Adams up front. But
I've gone with Dykes against there to do his with Christy off him.
I think Adams will start that, Ian.
Wouldn't it be Shankland in that end though?
No.
I just kind of hope with the two games that if it tends to happen is the guys for probably they deserve a chance at starting a game, he doesn't go and just change the whole team, so it's the whole team. So Ferguson and Shankland and the boys for genuinely deserve a shot,
get to play with the actual team. I actually think Lee McGregor, I think Ferguson will start against Holland. You can. There's been a bit of buzz about him recently. I think he might start.
Very attacking, though, for the way he'd like to play it, because you couldn't see McGinn, McTominay, and Ferguson in the same midfield away to Holland, could you?
McTominay could hold, though. Play deeper than he has.
The thing
is,
though, McTominay and McGinn have been like forwards.
Aye. Yep.
So, really, you've still got scope for another.
One way he could do it is obviously Gilmore would be good because. We'll come on to the opposition, but I think midfield is maybe where we're stronger than the Netherlands just now. And if we're wanting to keep the ball in that, so I think Gilmore's nailed on to play
He'll
in that
start,
game.
For sure.
But another thing I've been noticing over the past sort of year is how much improvement there's been in Christie's defensive side. There's quite a lot of folk pointed that out as well.
And this season for Bournemouth, he's actually played a bit deeper, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not afraid to get stuck in. And
I don't think Christie will start against Holland.
I thought he might be the one-off, but then you've got Ferguson,
push McGinn on to that, and he's done that role. Yeah. Like if McGinn pushes on and plays off Adams a bit, that leaves room for Ferguson. I actually think Ferguson might play both games. Think you want to look at him.
It'd be good to give him the chance. With McGregor out, there's a kind of you didn't really see Kenny McLean starting. He's a boy that comes off a bench.
He won't start.
No, he won't start.
Armstrong won't start.
No. They're the kind of boys that'll start against Northern Ireland on Tuesday.
I think we're looking at Gilmore, Ferguson, McTominay, McGinn, Adams there for me. wee McLean maybe starting against Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Christie maybe in against Ireland and a wee Dykes.
I think we just need to watch. We want to pick up results in this game.
Well, we need a bit of...
Need some confidence up.
Confidence.
Again.
I think Gunn's nailed on for playing. Although he might play Gordon against Ireland.
I think there'll be a rotation for the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I actually wondered if... Because there's going to be one goalie dropping out of the squad for the Euros. So I wondered if maybe Kelly would get the Ireland game as a thank you and then he would be the next Bond.
I think he... For that. Fuck it. Just play gun both games. Gordon's a backup.
Gordon's at his time, but I think he might play Gordon. But is he going to take both hearts keepers to the Euros, you think? Because one of them's not going to be playing in the run-up.
He can't get outfit. I've seen this season. I'm sorry. I'm less confident in Kelly. Like, really lost confidence.
He had a stinker the last round of games now, didn't he?
Gordon's not really got back into it, is he?
He's just played a cup game. Morton, was it?
He'll go. He's gone to the Euro, so if he's fit.
He could almost go in a almost coaching capacity and helping out boy Chris Woods, I think.
Yeah. Hey, we just need Gunn to bide fit, I think.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think defence is up for debate.
We started the initial squad had about 24 defenders in it, and two of them have dropped out in Hanley and McKenna. So
what was it? It's like 15 goalies and defenders or something. Tell you something about how we approached
it. It was a Clark squad,
five left backs,
Stevie O'Donnell.
No, we're not quite scraping that barrel yet. Defence, though. I think Suter's got a chance. I watched a bit of the Rangers Benfica. Suter was probably one of the better players in the park. Like,
yeah,
he is a good defender.
Coming good at the right time.
I don't ever think the problem's been his ability or talent.
Ability
to stay fit is his problem. I mean, Denmark at home. Remember the 2-0 a couple years ago.
He was
fantastic.
About,
I don't think he'll start the Holland game.
I think he's got a shout. How's Porteous been doing the road? That's kind of off the radar in the championship a bit for me.
He plays, I think.
He plays.
Watford aren't having a brilliant season.
And Hanley seems to be made of glass these days, and has he?
Well, I read a thing this week for the Norwich manager saying Hanley, since his injuries came back, and he isn't as sharp as he used to be. So
he was never the sharpest.
was our quickest player in the Euros, man.
When he played like Baresi against England, didn't he?
Here's him for you. John Suter made his debut for Scotland full team in 2018. He's only got 7 caps.
Says it all. But hey,
I think Porteous, Hendry, and Tierney.
That's the three I've went with. I think they'll play for the Netherlands.
But I would put Suter in instead of Porteous.
Suter, Hendry, and Cooper I've got for the second game.
KT, when I play both games,
I forget about Liam Cooper.
McKenna would have played, I think, he's...
He'll play on that left of the three. Kieran Tierney when I play both.
Cooper hasn't been playing for Leeds. He's out of favour, I think.
But he's apparently one of the biggest sort of players around the squad
nice guys.
He's pish.
We really, really need Kieran Tierney to be fully fit for the Euros, don't we? That is essential.
Tierney, Robbo, and Hickey. I think Hickey is massive for a defensive point.
Struggling. If Stephen Presley, who's a coach at Brentford, is to be believed, I'm not sure how much I believe.
I thought you were about to say we're pulling Stephen Presley in this
fucking hell.
Not bad. Getting hell.
Obviously it was a torn hamstring.
Is Hickey a serious doubt for the Euros?
Presley's saying he's running out of time.
You really want him to be playing good run of games before the Euros now, I'm just coming straight back pre-season and at a Euro.
It's such a shame because he'd finally started to look settled in the Scotland setup. He played a couple of games. It was that sort of early game nerves that we've seen.
He got that, and he was starting
to look like he had finally sort of nailed down that position over Patterson himself. Defensively, I think he's maybe a better player than Patterson is.
Definitely.
For sure.
And that would be a bit of a blow.
Patterson will play against Holland. I think Ralston will probably get the nod against Ireland.
That's what I've assumed.
Ralston did all right when he's played for Scotland, to be fair.
Scored once, didn't he?
I got on the score sheet, but
I think I mean, for me, Tierney's even or Robbo probably. Tierney's the man that we need fit.
I think from a defensive point of view, Tierney and Hickey are massive because it Hickey on the right allows the left to go forward. The Tierney drop, and Robbo.
Yeah, and then the drop off if you replace Tierney and Hickey with Cooper and Ralston, say, or something, you know, that's a big drop off in quality.
McGregor, is he a major doubt? Does he got to be back?
I think he's okay. He didn't need surgery. I think he'll be okay.
He's got to be okay. Because I guess he's a nailed-on starter if he's there, although that, I guess there's... I've heard a few grumblings with Celtic fans this season about...
Quite as good, eh?
Aye.
But he's out. Clark's not going to change.
That's what I say.
McGregor.
He's been Mr. Dependable for Clark.
Since the last Euros. That's when he really started playing for Scotland, just before the last Euros.
Since his first Scotland start, he has only... there's only been one game that he's not played in, and that was because Clark put him on the bench and gave him a rest. I think it was it a friendly or something. So he'll play every minute at the Euros if he's fit.
Just while we're on midfielders, obviously we had a wee mention of Lewis Ferguson here. It's a bit of a conundrum, really, because a player has been sniffed about by Juve and Inter and playing regularly, scoring in Serie A. Usually that player walks into the Scotland team, but when you've got cult heroes like McTominay, McGinn taking up the slots, it's a toughie. But I mean, you got some stats on him, Brookie, I think.
It's really, I almost feel sorry for him. So he's only 24, which I guess is in his favour. He's got just shy of 250 senior appearances, if you think count Hamilton, Aberdeen and Bologna. Well, he's captain of a team that are in a Champions League place and seemingly cruising towards the Champions League. He's captaining them. Juve, Inter reportedly interested. The fee being touted around 20 to 24 million. Higher the better for Aberdeen, obviously. Sell on.
Is that realistic? Like, are you going to go to one of that teams?
It seems to be, yeah, it's going to happen. So, apparently there's been contact with agents and stuff. I don't know how they get this sort of stuff. Like, but for me... I kind of say who would drop out to let him play.
Aye.
But I also think that once he's in there, it's going to be very difficult to shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this might be the last sort of tournament and qualifying campaign where he's nae considered a starter, I think. Key after player, that, he's
I suppose, I think we did mention it earlier, that McGregor, if he's on the wane, Gilmore will almost take his role and Ferguson will play alongside, maybe. Box to box.
Aye, he's definitely a box to box player, isn't he?
I watched him a few times for Aberdeen, and that's a couple of years ago. But even then, you could tell he was the only player playing for Aberdeen. It looked like he was like a class above. I think he's probably better going forward. But
his best work is done in the final third of the park. I think that's because McInnes used to drive me mental. He would play him as a sort of holding midfielder
because he was strong and powerful.
He's very athletic and stuff. But I mean, he's the kind of guy you want arriving late in the box.
For me, he's probably more like McTominay than a McGinn or a McGregor or a Gilmore. He kind of suits the McTominay mold.
Last Euros, obviously, Billy Gilmore kind of broke through and became a starter after the first game. Ferguson, maybe this is his chance, this two games, to break into that team just before the Euros. I think he's got a chance if he takes it.
If he has an okay showing in this two games, and then we hope McGregor will be back for the next two friendlies, Clark will have a decision then.
Aye. Clark hasn't been scared to throw folk in. I can, he's loyal to certain players, but he's thrown in Patterson afore at Euros, he's thrown in Gilmore. Ferguson's got to be in with a shout.
He's got to. I think he was almost unlucky not to be playing more even before he went to Bologna, to be honest. He was scoring goals, he's assisting, he's covering every blade of grass. He's a great footballer, and it's a nice problem to have, I suppose, but it is a problem. Right now, I'll ask you, would you drop McGinn or McTominay for one of those attacking midfield positions? Because they've not just done it for their club. they're doing it for Scotland. I mean, those two guys in the last
There's no way McGinn and McTominay gets dropped.
No.
They play regardless.
So we need to find a system. So, I mean, you can guarantee if we need a win in the third game in the Euros, he's going all out. Ferguson, all three play. I kind of see them all playing against Germany, that's for sure.
There was shouts... Before Hoyland started banging in goals for United, there was shouts for McTominay to play up front.
I think he probably could be a job, but nay for Scotland.
You practice that down the road.
You can do that for the mid-table Premier League team, innit?
I think it would be different if you had a player like that, if you had two flying wingers that were like contributing, but we dahe wingers.
No. I did see on X, formerly Twitter, I think it was Orange Man 1690, that Lewis Ferguson's been getting picked for Scotland because his uncle gave up to your fingers. So there might be some truth in that, and I can. Yeah. If that leads the line, then I think you both had somebody different. One thinks Adams, one thinks Dykes.
I think
it's an odd day at Adams for me. Like
against a team, it's got the majority of possession. I think Adams because he'll run more. But there's been times when Adams done that okay, and then there's been other games when he's been totally anonymous, and then Dykes will come onto the game and because he goes and heeders somebody, or which gets us up the park. So you can look at it either way. I think it's a toss or a coin. If you look at their stats this season, Adams picked a one in a championship, whereas Dykes does his usual, scores two goals or something. But
he's not got the. This is probably a toughest period Dykes has had in terms of goals.
He's probably scored more goals for Scotland than QPR.
Yeah, he's had. He was out with injury for a while at the start of the season. Thought it was. We're definitely going with one up front. I think
against Holland.
We're definitely going with one up front. I just thought we'd be more likely to try and get the ball forward quickly and maybe use his
Van Dijk aerial would ability. Eat up Dykes for breakfast, wouldn't he?
Aye. But he'd eat up Adams and
that's true. Me eat some mace strikers, to be fair.
Maybe we should just play six midfielders, go Levine style.
But I think against, I mentioned it in Netherlands, we've got a stronger midfield than they have. So... I don't know how that translates into tactics, but I think definitely we'll try and flood the midfield and keep the ball. So you might be right, we might be looking for somebody to run the channels. And
think Christie, I wouldn't be surprised if Christie plays, because he has DNA the best he's done for Bournemouth since he's been there. So
Clark likes him and he gives his all.
Aye, he does D something in Mace games that slightly creative.
Slightly.
But are that midfielders are in form, eh? So like, well, that's Gilmore's playing the best he's played.
It's a great conundrum. It's better than Abdi's shite nae getting a game like it used to be. Abdi's actually playing for their club.
Do you think the one concern with the midfield is that if McGregor's nae, I don't even really class McGregor as a defensive midfielder. I can't, he plays deep. But him and Gilmore are both mayor get on the bar and try and play
possession.
If you look around, there's nobody really else that is getting up position that's just going to go and kick boys.
I said to you guys in the chat, when the squad came out, Ryan Jack wasn't in it.
I think he deserves to be in it.
No.
But when I really got any midfielders that will go boot and kick boys.
Then if Ralston can get in the squad, then... Ryan Jack should maybe be able to get in a squad, but
well, if I do take out, probably Taylor for me.
What's that balance?
A goalie, maybe?
You don't need four goalies.
It's a balance we keep speaking about. Looking at our midfield, it's full of talent, full of great players, but it does seem a wee bit more balanced towards attacking midfielders rather than...
So maybe we just need to start playing attacking if we're that good.
I think with McTominay, he's obviously played as a holdery kind of...
He played there early in his career.
He was in the back three for the first
fucking hell,
2 years.
Last time, just
I'm
a glad
you didn't
need
to speak about that on him. It used to come up every pod.
It's a worst team.
He was terrible at centre-half.
This is the day that the Kazakhstan thing happened, so there's worse happening.
My pictures on my game up for Kazakhstan.
But now, horrible night. In a one-half game, McTominay can be disciplined enough to go, right, you're marking that boy and just bide with him in the hell game.
Yep. Aye. Definitely a role he can play. Any chance of him playing two up against Ireland, do you think?
I think we'll see two up. Right. I've gone with
Shankland,
two up.
Or I think he'd be benched both times.
Shankland and Christie, maybe. I could see the two of them kind of.
I think it'd be quite nice to see how Dykes and Shankland get on together.
Yeah, I thought
the old Hatley McCoist duo.
I think Shankland will play some part in both games. He deserves it after the seasons he's had. But
do you think he'll go as the third striker?
Yeah.
Files. Yeah.
Jacob Brown.
What
was the other boy?
Ollie McBurney.
Somebody had a shout for Ollie McBurney the other day.
Jeez, no, fucking we're no past way, that. Man. I'm not gone if he's gone.
I'm cutting his name out of the pod.
Past as McDominay as a defender, and past McBurney up front.
He wouldn't make it, but the boy Ryan Hardy's had an amazing season in the Championship.
There's no way he's going to take an uncapped player, I think, is he?
No.
Certainly not a player that's not been in the last few squads.
No.
Although I think Adams will play against Holland, I would prefer Shankland to play that game.
Really?
Because I think it's a proper test.
So Abdi can see how shite he is and then we can stop a debate.
Well, hopefully no. But I think what you'll find is he wouldn't get a sniff.
If we do manage to get a free kick or a corner now and again,
we had a friendly against Honda for the last Euros and Nisbet scored.
Yeah, Nisbet. Nisbet Hendry, was it? 2-2?
Nisbet
was on the park about 30 seconds when he got it.
But Shankland will go, but whether it'll have much impact.
He did
score a goal
in the latest games, didn't he?
Shankland, from Georgia.
Away to George.
Georgia.
Away
in Georgia.
Equaliser.
Right, Brookie, you're right, was our European analysis man.
Correspondent.
Or a mug, it'll do the research.
Then we miss time, we'll say. You've sent through the Holland squad, obviously, Netherlands squad, but tell you fair, isn't there that many like big names jump off of paper, to be fair.
It's not Holland at 98.
Their defence is decent, like.
Aye, they're on a bit of resurgence just now after a bit of a time out after the runners-up in the 2010 World Cup and then they lost the semis in 2014. They then failed to qualify for Euro 2016 and the 2018 World Cup. As the kind of Allgaard, Van Persie, Robin, Schneider, all that boys were retiring. So they've been on a very Scottish sort of path for a while because they went through sort of five managers at the same time that we've had Clark. But they're sort of normal service resumed. They've qualified for Euro 2020, the last World Cup, obviously losing in the quarter to Argentina. That was a pretty good game, that. But as you say, I think this squad now is more built around a strong defence rather than top-level attacking players. So we're not talking Bergkamps, Van Nistelrooy's, Van Persie's. We're talking Van Dijk, Nathan Ake, De Ligt, De Vries, Dumfries. And then the boy, I love watching the boy Frimpong at Leverkusen. Was it Celtic?
He scores all the time for Leverkusen.
He
only got one cap though,
I think he's fairly new. He's only 23, but he's well on his way to a Bundesliga winner's medal, and I wonder if he'll play actually on tomorrow.
I think so.
But
I mean, I'm showing my ignorance here, but I'm looking at their midfield and the only and it's jumping out here is Wijnaldum must be in his mid 30s and plays in Saudi Arabia.
Frankie de Jong's out injured, and the boy Berghaus isn't.
But I'm a Maxi Jagged.
Be as well.
They've got Cody Gakpo, is he?
Cody Gakpo,
he's Dubai.
Forward. Dubai,
Memphis, Dubai.
And the boy it was shouted Van United.
But I mean, if we're saying...
Morten Veghorst.
We're saying your forwards are shite, but if we're comparing Depay, and Gakpo,
we'll take them.
Dykes and Adams
we'll
and
take
Shankland
them.
Are fucking... Can't really say anything.
I think Van Dijk's quaking,
No, but certainly, I think...
We're doing well to score against that
defence. They've got a good defence. I like that goalie, the boy Flecken is at Brentford.
He's
impressed.
One of them's at Brighton, aren't he? The other one.
I didn't get him.
The other two are pretty. Well, the other one's only got one cap. Bizot.
But so Daley Blint's still in the squad, I see. 104 caps.
He must be about 104.
He'd be 34, 35, is he?
Easy. 34 he is, yeah.
And is he nae,
he got heart problems?
Heart problems.
Yeah. He's got the thing fitted.
I don't think Shanklin's going to give him a heart attack. Like.
Oh, dear.
So,
Fuzzy Gaffer, did you say?
They're back to Cumin.
Cumin again.
He's in his second spell. Aye, so they went for...
Aye, Cumin's had a job twice since Clarkteen Hour, basically. So
Blint to Advocaat to Cumin to De Boer to Van Hal and then finally to Cumin again. They've had a fair turnover.
It's a who's who, a Dutch fit by that, though.
Yep. But they're certainly doing a bit better now. I think... who else is naming it? Gravenberch.
He's naming it. Klaassen.
Or is naming it. So I was reading the BBC said that this is the first time in over 30 years that there's no Ajax player in the Dutch squad.
Is there any relegation battle?
After that poor season.
That's probably made a reflection on Ajax than it is on the Dutch team.
Sorry, Jordan Henderson will be in England squad. So.
But I think Holland or Netherlands, as you call them, would be like maybe a step up from where we are. But they're not top tier. In the last year they've lost home and away to France in qualifying, they've lost to Croatia, they've lost to Italy. So when they do come up against the bigger teams, they're still struggling. So I think
we need to try and dominate possession.
And I think that's why boys like Gilmore and that, we've got a stronger midfield, so we can dominate possession and hopefully nick a wee goal.
I think like our good Scotland teams, we also need to work our fucking arses off and battle and yeah, that bit's better than Holland if we're going to get on to.
For sure. Fit about Ireland, is there anything to worry about there?
I never got to give my Austin Powers impression.
Go on in.
Smoking a pancake.
Johnny Evans still playing?
Surely
he's out injured. Is he? In the squad.
Shame.
So that cuts their caps in half. Total team caps have been halved.
Stephen Davis is retired now.
Their squad. So
we think we're bad, but God, looking at the teams that some of these boys play for.
David Healy playing
Championship.
Paddy McNair, I recognise him. He played for United for a couple of games.
They've still got up front. Their top striker is Josh McGuinness.
Oh, I thought you were going to say David Healy.
I think McGuinness must be about the same age as him, is he?
33, I think.
Holy shit. It seems like a long time ago I used to watch him at Pittodrie.
It's fair to say this game is a confidence booster to get some goals.
It's going to be a 1-0 Scotland. Under the belt. It's going to be an absolute Tuesday night. I'm Gandoon. It's going to be an absolute 1-0 grindfest. It really is.
I think it
depends if Kenneth Clark's going to make as many changes as fit, but maybe think then. To gel a team that never plays together, it's tricky,
like,
isn't it?
8 subs at half time for both teams.
I think it's out of the art now, though.
It's a green fest.
They've not been doing great. They're back under Michael O'Neill again, are they? The man who turned in Scotland.
Yeah. See, they've got 4 Scottish based players. I didn't care much about the boy Aaron Donnelly at Dundee. He's only 20, but the other ones again. And I found this a bit strange. They've taken Conor McMenamin and that Cowell and Boyd Munce, both for St Mirren, and they've left Matty Kennedy out. And he's probably one of the best attacking players in the Scottish League just now.
Resting him.
They've also taken a boy, Ross McCausland for Rangers.
For Bob?
Ross McCausland.
he played golf.
Ah, but he's into coaching now, so he's maybe gotten a call up.
So I don't know if it'd make their squad, but we didn't need to spend a lot of time on it. We should be taking care of that.
If we're not beating them, then we may as well resign for the Euros.
Yeah, totally agree. Did you just... No, I think you just... Was it a chair? I thought you just cocked your arse and farted at me.
Certainly did not.
Boys. Again, it's been a while, mate.
It's
not podcast etiquette.
No, that's poor. It's getting edited out. Yeah, I think Brookie should go back to Skype. Anyway, I think we touched on it earlier. Potential squad for Euros, apart from any injuries, I think we could probably name it. I would name it right here.
It is.
Gordon, Clark.
Yep.
Robertson, Tierney, Patterson, Hickey, Hendry, Porteous, Souter, Hanley, Cooper, McGregor, Gilmore, McTominay, McLean, McGinn, Armstrong, Christie, Ferguson, Adams, Dykes and Shankland.
Oh, I have now got McLean in mine.
Ooh.
So if I've got Gunn, Gordon, Clark, you hid. I've got Tierney, Porteous, Hanley, Hendry, McKenna, Hickey, if he's fit, Patterson, Robertson, Taylor and Souter. I've went, so this is my midfield, I've got McGinn, McGregor, McTominay, Ferguson, Gilmore, Armstrong and Christie. And then Dykes, Adams, Shankland, that's my 23.
And I got McKenna, actually, I would hate him over Cooper.
I think if McKenna's fit, he'll go for Cooper, but yep, he does like Cooper.
Especially now he's playing for Copenhagen every week and he's been...
I think Taylor will get cut if Hickey's gone. Because Hickey can Ralston play either side.
If Hickey gets, if
and I got Ralston in anyway. 23, you see, so a couple's going to...
So we've basically all agreed on about 22 there, so as we said, that's...
And there's nae any wild cards. I can't think of
any. He's not taking any wild cards. He's not taking... He's not surveying to take Walcott.
No, it's nae it's nae wild cards, but there's boys you could think could come in, like, so Josh Deutsch on the left, I actually think he might be a better shout than... Taylor.
You want to attack him.
You want to attack him. He's on
the boy camp. Johnson on the right, Max Johnson. He's playing in the Austrian Bundesliga.
Nah, he wouldn't go.
Ryan Jack's a possibility.
He would be a possibility if somebody else gets injured.
Dominic Hayam is also centre back possibility.
I think he's behind. He's probably behind Cooper and McKenna.
And like I said, if something bad happens to some of the strikers, then I think the boy Hardy, because he spoke about him in the press last week.
Do you think he'll come in for Brown and Stewart that have been in
I think
squads?
He would, aye, I think he would. He spoke about
the boy Brown's
the press.
Playing. Does he play for Luton now?
Well, he's in the squad.
I've never heard him get mentioned. Like,
he's gash. Well, that sums that up then.
Aye, there's not going to be any wild cards for sure. Clark's not a wild card man.
No.
Out of that list, Jack would be the only many hope because he's got caps and he's picked him before. I would need to be injuries new, I think, if he's going to go.
Hey, it would be a surprise if there's not one person injured.
There's going to be at least one injury to somebody pretty decent. Either Kieran Tierney or Hickey when I go, or McGregor.
I think McGregor will be fine. I've got a feeling Hickey when I make it. Like,
but I think he might be the one.
But I hope he does.
As long as it's Nate Gunn, that would be a calamity. And a Gunn or Tierney.
Right. Again, I don't think we can lose McGinn. Just these.
Yeah. McGinn, he was plays though. I ain't ever been injured.
No.
You get sent off for Villa the other day, but.
That was a wee bit out of character, wasn't it? He's absolutely smashed.
Naughty, naughty meatball.
That was a 1990s tackle. It was fine. I didn't think it was a reap.
Problem is, he wasn't even born in the 1990s, though.
Right, wee break for a wee quiz.
Sounds good, huh?
Okay.
John versus Brookie, just to get his back in the swing.
He was losing.
It's a classic starting 11.
I hope it's near about Scotland.
We're not giving a fuck all about Scotland.
Could be about Arsenal, everyone.
Classic starting 11. You can get allowed to lose one life each. And then
I think I was out after the first round of last time.
I think so. That's why I'm giving you an extra life. So, the match in question, which we mentioned earlier. So you'll at least get one each. It was from the 2nd of June 2021, just before the last Euros, in the Netherlands against Scotland, out in the Algarve. Now, you can name any of the starting 11s for both teams or any of the subs that came on qualify. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Right, go for it.
Coward.
Jack Hendry.
Jack Hendry is correct.
Kevin Nisbet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a team we spoke about earlier. Nisbet obviously came off a bench, so.
Callum McGregor?
Yes.
George Wijnaldum?
Yes, captain.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about Holland players. McGinn?
Oh, you've lost a life.
Fuck off.
Really? No, John McGinn. That must be the last time he didn't have play.
Wow.
Let's see if he was even on the bench. He never even wasn't even in a squad.
Jesus.
David Marshall.
Lost a life.
What?
Lost a life. Also, let me see. Not in the matchday squad.
Fuck. basket. Oh.
Wow. Well, I'll give you the other sub goalie was John McLaughlin because he never came on.
It's got to be Gordon.
Gordon is correct.
Wow. Okay. Andy Robertson.
Yes.
Van Dijk.
No, no Van Dijk. I think he was out. Did he miss? Well, they never made a Euros that time, did they?
Holland. He nailed his knee, didn't he? Maybe run a
no,
bit.
No, they did make that Euros.
It's another win for.
No, he's going to have to get in right.
Oh, okay.
I'll go for Dumfries.
Denzel Dumfries is in for the win. I'll give you Scotland's lineup: Craig Gordon, Liam Cooper, Jack Henry, Andy Robertson, Kieran Tierney, Stuart Armstrong, Ryan Christie, James Forrest, Callum McGregor, David Turnbull, and Lyndon Dykes. Fraser Nisbet, Declan Gallagher, McKenna, Taylor and Gilmore came off the bench. Holland were Cruel, De Ligt, De Vrij, Timber, Dumfries, Wijndal, De Jong, De Roon, Wijnaldum, Depay and Veghorst. And the boy, the jacket boy came off the bench, you know.
Berghaus.
Berghaus. Navika. Here we go then.
There's a boy we hadn't spoke about.
Navika. Pat Nevin.
Cardiff. The Celtic, Turnbull. He's been getting into quite a few squads.
He's been out of picture for ages, eh?
As an attacking midfielder, though, he's probably well doing the.
He's doing a pecking order.
Pecking order, yeah.
I was thinking we'll maybe bring Podmaster back for the Euros like we did last time, get some prizes and. What was the prize last time? A signed shirt or something?
Colin Henry signed shirt.
I think I've maybe got a Sunnison kick in the boot. That we could
some Lego.
Offer up. Or some Lego. And
a cup.
A tenant's personalised glass for the early round.
And a mug.
For one last time.
Vanished mug.
The big Craig
Stewart, Nermal.
Craig Ewan. Was that a Craig Ewan Nermal final? Was it?
Was.
Oh, well, we'll get that going. And so if you want to enter Podmaster 2024, get your names into me by message on the Facebook page and we'll do some random draws and pick you up against somebody each pod in the run-up to the Euros. And that means we need to think of some fucking questions.
We'll just put Craig Ewan in the final.
No previous winners allowed. He's still to wait for the Champions League version in 2050.
Right.
Okay. Looking ahead to the Euros then, half of Scotland seems to be going. Everybody I speak to has gone out to at least one
Can't
game.
Wait.
Buzzing for it. We've obviously got tickets for other games, but I think it's the ticketing thing's been a bit of a farce at times, is it? There's a lot of folks struggling to get tickets.
I'm delighted now because the Bairns have got tickets for two of the matches.
Oh, did you get on the ballot?
Dave managed to get four tickets for the last two matches. So
quality.
Other Bairns, who are Bairns will get.
I'm still looking to get, hopefully get folks out for one game.
Lauren's delighted because we're just short of one ticket for Abdi Hain to go. So Lauren's like, oh, what a shame. I won't get to go to the football.
She never got.
She couldn't give a shit.
She'll be shacking up with a German boy, will you reckon?
She'll be on the Wurst.
And the Bradwurst.
I'd still rather be at the game.
You've been plotting our route to the final, Brookie.
We're winning.
We'll beat England in the quarters, do we?
First thing I've got. So if they win their group, which you'd expect, and we're runners up, then we would meet them in the quarterfinals in Dusseldorf on the 6th of June.
Nice.
And then
6th of June, July.
6th of July, and then we'd obviously have to beat France in the semis.
That's
right. But at that point, we'd surely be getting a free pass in the final if we've beaten both of them.
Surely. Yeah. You challenged us to try and do some predictions ahead, well ahead of the Euros, and we'll see it come true. So, did you get that memo, John?
I did.
Winners, who's winning it for you?
I wanted to add in and after we think Scotland's going to get done.
Okay.
Oh, okay, we'll add that as well.
Let's right. Get.
So, winners, I've got France.
Okay.
Yes, France for me, France.
I'm controversially going Germany.
Okay. I didn't hear.
We're knocking them out. What are you talking about?
No, they'll come through with us.
They'll come runners up in the group.
We'll wait and see if it rests.
No, I didn't look too far into like the paths that.
No, I've not looked at the paths either, so it might not be possible.
Might clash, but I've got Portugal.
Okay.
Portugal are in the other side of the draw for France. So okay.
I've got France.
I've got Portugal
as runners up to Germany.
You got Portugal?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that can happen.
Okay. We've got the same.
Oh, France can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to happen. Top scorer.
I think we'll all have the same in here, have we?
Nah.
I do, Kane. I've got Harry Kane.
I've got Harry Kane in it. I think he'll score heaps in the group stage.
Fucking and I hope bastards. They get knocked out.
England have got an easy group. He'll score six in one game and that'll be a top scorer.
I've got Mbappe.
Mbappe.
He takes the pens in it as well, so I think he'll...
Kane takes pens in it, doesn't he?
They deny he was London Stadium.
dark horse.
Well, Scotland.
I've gone, it's maybe nay a very dark horse, it's maybe like quite light, but going on.
Are you
going
to say Denmark again like you said for the last tournament?
No, I'm going for Germany.
Okay, well, I've got them as winners.
I have just given them a hard time just now.
The form they're in dangerous. Is absolutely honking.
Aye.
In the last 11 games since the World Cup, they've won three of them.
But
I find the Germany ever
deliver,
tournament on home soil.
That they do, but... So I think that's my dark horse.
I've gone for Turkey.
Kenneth, though, see if you look at other teams in the tournament, I asked you that question and I went to research my answer and I was like, the only ones that could be considered dark horses are Scotland and Albania. Aldi else goes to tournaments all the time.
I've gone for Turkey. I think they have improved a lot. Turkey. Watch out for them getting a semi.
Scotland are mine.
What, so you had Turkey's semi?
Shock exit.
Oh.
I missed that memo.
Belgium.
Right. I apologise now, but I've gone Scotland.
I'm going to be a shock for me.
Right, I'd say James has been overthrowing the Lord here a bit.
Shock exit Scotland. There's so much hype about us like that we're going to go bottom of the group.
And Scotland. Fucking.
I think it'll be, funnily enough, either Croatia.
Possibly.
Or Holland. That came for us in their group. But
they've got France. Sure, haven't they?
Netherlands. Austria, France. Netherlands.
And another European team.
In the qualifier. So which will be either Wales or Poland? As we know now.
Poland
could be some group.
Is that confirmed? It is going to be Wales or Poland?
The teams, the scores night, so your semis will be Georgia versus Greece, Wales versus Poland, and then it's going to be Ukraine versus Iceland. So you're probably looking at fit.
Ukraine, Greece,
Wales,
Poland.
I don't want Wales to go through.
No. I think they might, though.
Too much bad memories there. What was your last category again?
So far, Scotland.
Group stage. Deck.
I've got last 16.
Obviously, I'm hoping so, but I think I'm going down the pessimist that's never disappointed route this time. Because I thought we could get a group at the last Euros, to be fair.
I wasn't too hopeful.
But we've got.
There's four third place teams. So one win could see you through. So
Switzerland and Hungary. You wouldn't be surprised if it was 0 or 6 points for that game.
Hungary, I think, are decent. But
they've got a decent player. That boy's tearing up the place, isn't he?
No, he's near there's another boy up front.
Isn't there a boy playing in Serie A?
There's Zobislai for Liverpool, obviously.
He's pretty good.
But I fancy we'll get something against the Swiss.
I guess the closer we get to Euros, we'll start delving into more detail, and you need to get through your contacts book and see if we can get some German, Swiss and...
Well, Germany were sorted because my brother used to live in Munich for 5 years, so...
Can he do a German accent?
He can. They can all speak German accent.
So we just need to find a Swiss and a Hungarian expert to come on. New kits obviously came out this last week. What's your thoughts on that?
Home kit's a thing of beauty.
You think so?
Love it.
I think a home kit
definitely
is
definitely better
like,
in person.
I think a home kit's a bit like Brookie's dick. It's a grower.
I wonder what the hell we're going to get here.
You know, tartan?
And do you know this how?
There's striking. Nothing tartan about that strip.
No. When I saw the pictures, I thought, oh my God, this is shit. But I went to see it at JD and it wasn't too bad. I'm not sure about the away. I think it's appealing more to the women and children.
Is it baby blue?
It's like, baby blue.
Or is it like a...
It is a tinge of lavender. Blue. Lavender almost.
Oh, if it's that, I didn't like
it.
It's
not good.
I was just hoping it was just a dodgy picture. And
but it looked white in some pictures, but it's definitely...
Well, I end up paying them better for €40 anyway.
That's the thing, because the last away one, the one we wore in Oslo, it was just lovely.
Really, they should have kept it.
The white, you know.
It was really nice. But you can still wear it.
And the real downer for the Tartan Army is its slim fit. So Abby's got two.
I had my Mijamine on and thinking,
90% of the Tartan,
really tight.
90% of the Tartan Army are getting two sizes up. Like, or it'll be painted on.
I would normally just order online, but I'll need to go into store.
Typically a tester like that.
Order two sizes, pay him back.
Well, looking more locally, boys, obviously a good friend of the pod, certainly the people on the pod, Grant Noble taking over as interim manager of Devon Vale. I think we just want to wish him all the best.
Definitely, aye. I mean, I don't think I'm maybe got enough knowledge of the Highland League to comment, but certainly Grant, he's been a club legend, been there a lot longer than a lot of people, and I think if Omdi's going to galvanise a group, I think Granty's got a good chance.
Good luck, Granty.
All the best, Granty. We'll be doing to see you, and hopefully New Year playing days are over, you'll be coming on the pod like you promised. Now, you just wanted to hear a quick look before we finish up, but I guess there's a crop of youngsters that are coming through for the 21s and that. You think we've got a talented bunch coming through to keep us run more ongoing?
There's definitely some, but I caveat this by saying that we often put ourselves in this position and say, oh look, there's a load of really good youngsters coming through, but there does seem to be
jumping out at my ear. As I mean, you kind of get me more Scottish than this boy, Vincent Angelini.
Aye, the keeper.
He sounds brilliant.
Never heard of him, mate.
Yep. Dembudi. Is he in it?
Aye, Dembudi's Booty's on.
Your man, it's a Sulu, he's there. Well, they've got a few boys playing abroad, eh?
Yeah, we've got
Sturmgratz, is that where Johnson's playing?
Johnson. So these are all boys that are playing first team FITBA at a really good level. So you've got Doak at Liverpool before he got injured.
He was not playing first team.
He was getting some appearances. He wasn't. He would have did mayor.
He wasn't.
He certainly hid.
He's got potential.
But weirdly enough, he's the one that may Scotland fans would be excited about, I think.
Because he plays for Liverpool.
Well, maybe. Doidge at Sassoulo, who I actually think if we lose somebody on the left hand side, he would be the next in line. You got Max Johnson playing in the Austrian Bundesliga.
What's this boy? Luis Florini. He sounds good.
He's Man City.
Charlton on loan, is he?
He's on loan at Charlton, but he's been invited up to the first team with Clark to train with him previously. So he's got a bit of potential. And there's this boy, now I didn't care much about him, but Ebani Boat. So he's a boy, he came through at Fulham.
Playing Austria,
And he's playing in the Austrian Bundesliga as well. 6'3" defender, quick, 21. So, and then we get to, well, obviously got the Mabudi brothers, Dirit and Dapo. But I think Dapo was in a car crash a couple of months ago. I don't know how he is, but I've seen some of the 21s games where these guys playing and they are full of tricks. And
the boy, it's at Bristol. Powerful. I knew he went. Far did he go? He went from Man City at the end of last season to like foreign team.
Westerlo.
Far
Dury and Booty.
Belgium.
He went to Belgium.
Seemed a strange to then come back to the championship.
To Bristol, yeah. He signed for that Belgian team and then got put out on loan.
Fast clicking.
Sorry.
Can tell your name.
He's a fidgety bug,
Can he get you a fidget spinner? Or you know that thing, bubble things you press?
It's so cold here. It's to stop me
trying to warm up for the Xbox.
But there's one I'm quite excited about. I've watched him. Is the boy Tommy Conway at Bristol? I've seen him a few times, and I think he looks like a one for the future, certainly. And then even down to 19s, you know, down and look at that, you've got Lennon Miller
I've been really impressed with him this season. Mm-hmm. I think he'll get a big move before long.
Happened to the boy Ramsey, you went for.
Oh, fuck, he can't even get in the matchday squad at Bolton. No.
I went to Preston, never played, didn't it? And then Bolton.
The last thing on that list is the boy Mellon. Is it Michael Mellon?
Michael Mellon.
He's the son of Mickey Mellon, the Oldham manager. Oh. No relation to Kenny Mellon, if you have. But he... obviously, he played for Morecambe on loan before he went to Dundee. He was on the books at Man United. He's now at Burnley. He's on loan at Dundee, but he was on loan at Morecambe, and obviously Aaron was doing there. His cousin Derek was the manager, Adams, and he was doing a lot. Apparently they loved him there. He scored a lot of goals for Morecambe. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to watch.
Yeah, maybe. A few decent attackers there. And I'm just noticing the boy Liam Morrison, he's in there. He's obviously on loan at Wigan, but he's coming through at Bayern. Oh. He's in the books at Bayern.
Get him in the first team.
First he play, like.
I think he's a fullback.
Nah, dude. Left back by any chance?
So
I think Scottish, you boys are in grassroots. I think boys just play with no left backs. We've got plenty. Can we try and develop some other positions, please?
Centre forward.
Well, boys. So
there's plenty of them. Obviously, the Adam will maybe reach the heights we're hoping. But
I think the one that Ken, joking aside about Ben Doak, I think. Again, there's a lot of potential there, but we just need somebody to actually fulfil their potential in that. Like, Ollie Burke.
Oh, fuck. Scottish Bale.
He might make a late run for the Euros.
Does he still play football?
I couldn't even tell you if I had his at now. West Brom or something? God knows.
It'd be in Germany. They seem to like him out there. He seems to keep getting contracts. So
rest in peace, Ollie Burke. Anybody got anything else to add before we predict the scores of the games and sign off?
No, the only other thing was Anthony Gordon's not coming. I'm quite glad.
The way he tells it, he was never ever coming, so did Clark just call him up? I mean, he must have came, he was getting a call up.
He never got called.
No, it was boy
Anderson.
He's actually, if you go into the recent players called up in the under 21s, Elliot Anderson's there a bit.
So, obviously, you know, Newcastle boys are going to come where they were. I came for the Euros.
The only that I think, or maybe two, the Livramento boy, I think.
And right.
If Hickey was to be out, if Clark could do a job and pull him in, he's a player. Mm. But you also want them to be wanting to play for Scotland. And the other one's Harvey Barnes. Like,
he's never going to play for England.
He's not. I wouldn't have seen it new, but... Ken Che Adams did it. He was quite close to...
I would take Barnes. Like he's made of a wider kind of man, which we don't hate. It's another option
through Fraser and then Forrest.
Because we've no wingers and
we've lost Woods. Yeah, but then Clark doesn't really play. Very
often. But if you were wanting to just do something different,
last 10-15 or something.
I guess Livramento boys, he can play for about 6 different countries. Can he? Is that by deconfess?
Sounds like it.
Does that sound very Scottish?
Yeah, I think he's got something like I gave it Chile or Peru or something like that. And he's eligible for
sign him up.
If it's our predictions for the games, then boys, Netherlands first.
I would say 3-1 Holland.
Exactly what I've written.
I was thinking 2-1 Netherlands. Okay. But since you're both,
I think I'm probably being generous by giving us a goal.
I'm going to go 1-1. We're going to shock them.
Okay. I think they'll beat Northern Ireland 2-0.
1-0 written either. But like, I'm going to go either way. Doing it on Tuesday.
I think it's going to be 3-1 Scotland. Yeah.
We're conceding a goal.
Goals.
Josh McGinnis.
Bob, I concede a goal. I'll be an OG. Well, boys, thanks for coming down. We'll see you all next time. Cheers.
He asked me if I'd been to see the Scots abroad, and I said, listen, we have travelled all over the world. We've been everywhere, man. We've been everywhere, man. Seen every pound square, man. But it's the Glasgow Fair, man.
A big thank you for tuning in and listening to our drivel once again. will hopefully be back in your ear holes quite regularly in the run up to the Euros, and of course all the way through Euros, and we'll maybe do a couple in situ out in Germany if we can get the gear across. I'm also hoping this will be the start of getting some guests on again, and the Beyond Canal Park podcast will be up and running as well, so look out for that on the Facebook. Anyway, thanks again, and we'll see you all soon. Bye for now. Square man, but it's the Glasgow Fair man. We were right.